Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports. Because what are they trying to take out of sports? God and country. And here on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world, I am Ohio Brett and so honored to have our show every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a players only meeting. We slam the locker room door shut and we come together. And every team I ever played on, Black and white, Asian, Hispanic, Native Indians, we all come together because we just want to be told the truth. We don't want to have coaches that lie to us. It's okay if you feel that the best player has to play no matter what. Whether you're the fifth-year starter, senior, or the freshman, the best players will play. And here on Brighteon on TV on the Ohio Brett Show, we buckle up in the locker room. And we'll be right back with three stud all-stars right after the commercial break.
Hey guys, this is John Strand with johnstrand.com. And I want to encourage you to get the uncensored truth at brighteon.tv. God bless America.
I'm an American patriot and I love watching Brighteon TV.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
Welcome back to the Ohio Brett Show for God and country and sports. And we welcome you every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a national locker room conversation. Players only, baby. We slam the locker room doors, and I have an honor of interviewing some star players from all over America who truly, truly believe, very similar to me, that it's a spiritual battle and not just a political fight. Some of you know Brett Bull from Dublin, Ohio, nicknamed Ohio Brett with that sports background, having played college football for Nick Saban. God sent me out on that journey to all 50 states in 12 months. And we completed that journey recently, beginning of September. And I'm paying respect with the Aloha spirit. The 50th state was Hawaii. And wow, are there some true amazing leaders out in Hawaii. And I'm so excited to be coming back in February, Ohio Brett and Friends, where we're bringing Dr. Judy Mikovits, where we'll be facilitating some very tough and challenging and truthful conversations on Kauai, on Oahu, on Maui. And I believe we may be adding the Big Island. So aloha, baby. We're coming for you in February. But right now, I got to go to some breaking news that happened live yesterday out of Mar-a-Lago down in Florida. Let's roll the video.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Thank you.
I had to bring that up there for you because you may have been watching Michigan State playing Kentucky that went to double overtime in basketball as you were getting ready for the Kansas Jayhawks to play Duke. Some of you may have been watching the Toledo Rockets football live in the Glass Bowl playing their hated rival, Bowling Green State Falcons. And yes, congratulations, Bowling Green. You got off to a 21-point lead. We fought back and made it 21-14 at halftime. It went back and forth, and the mighty Toledo Rockets took the lead with 52 seconds left, but our defense didn't make the plays, and you did, so congratulations. Folks, sports matters in life. Many of you know I have that sports background. I'm not going to apologize for what God gave me to build relationships in every single county in every single state. And we're going to get after it with righteous anger for those rhino Republicans and those demon rats. I believe all politicians are basically evil. Maybe there's a few good men, and that's why they're hated so much. And that's why Donald J. Trump, who won an election so big in 2020, they hated him so much. And I'm talking about the rhinos. They hated him so much that they did nothing about the massive amounts of election fraud that was simply brought forth in all states, but definitely in the major states. And therefore, we, many of us, had to go forward and head back to Washington, D.C. in a peaceful manner on January 6th. And I'm so excited, America. Locker room, you know the rules. I've asked you, you've already got your ankles taped, put your helmets on your side, take a seat on the bench. Before we go out to practice today, I get to introduce you to David Sumrall. David, welcome to the locker room.
Man, it's good to be here. I shaved my ankles so the tape wouldn't stick. I'm ready to go, Coach.
The same thing too, baby. You got to get it nice and tight so you can have that really good fit because you were probably fast. I saw some, I think your statue's still in the Dallas area from your glorious days of football when you were growing
right.
up.
And yeah, David. I wish. Yeah, I had a great time in sports, man. I learned a lot, you know, and not everybody has a really great story about the outcome, you know, whether it's a loss at the end or whether you had trouble with the coaches. You know, I'm telling you, all these are life lessons. And if people didn't play sports, they really don't understand some of that team aspect, you know, the teamwork and everything that goes into, you know, building the relationships like you have, brother. And I'm just glad to be here with you, man. I know you're one of the most active guys on the field right now. And I saw what you did last year going state to state. It was amazing. And like I said, I'm just honored to be here with you today.
Well, David, you know, everybody can't be the strong safety. And as America's strong safety, they know that I like the blitz. And I'm not afraid to play special teams either and run full speed down on kickoff coverage. Even if I don't get to make the tackle, I get to run full speed into the wedge. And usually those wedge players are stud tight ends or linebackers. So those guys are physically sculpted. And those full speed collisions, we all get up looking out of our ear holes. And hopefully my buddies made the tackle. And they're hoping that their guy with the ball is skirting down the sidelines for a big game. Sports matters, David. And everybody has a role to play. And that's why here in the locker room, well, you wouldn't know that we've been doing this for a while now. I think it's week 32. So we're on episode 32. Every Wednesday, we simply bring the fan bases together because I'm pulling all fan bases, whether you enjoy the Miami Hurricanes or the Ohio State Buckeyes or the Texas Longhorns or any sports team, we all come together. And many of us on those sports teams actually grew up in families, David, that they all they watched was CNN and they voted Democrat. Some families, all they watched was Fox and voted Republican. I got news to share with the team. We have all been lied to. So yes. The players are taking action. And I love the fact that Brighteon lets me have the show so I can bring some truth tellers to the audience. And I love the fact that we met David and everything you've done so courageously. Please bring up stophate.com. And I ask you, all of our guests, I ask you to introduce yourself to the locker room.
Well, you know, here it is, David Sumrall, StopHate.com. I started in 1992, actually, during the L.A. riots. And, you know, my wife at the time was pregnant with my son. And I thought, how can we bring a kid into a world like this? So, you know, we saw what the media did with a little piece of video and cameras and stuff was fresh and new at the time. And, you know, we've watched through the years where, you know, the powers that be have politicized everything, everything from health issues and, of course, things that are political have been accentuated. And it's all to divide us. They tried sex. They tried race. They tried religion. Now, if they can politicize something, it's all going to divide us. And that's what they want. That's what they feed off of. January 6th was, you know, the culmination of everyone being sick and tired of being sick and tired. The lockdowns, the COVID, the restrictions, the businesses, the families, the schools, you know, just being destroyed, that whole way of life, the tradition that was America, and then to have the election issues. And, you know, that's the original election auditors that went to D.C. on January 6th, those who could went. And, you know, we still have almost 2 years later, some of those same men still sitting in jail, pretrial detainment, still haven't seen a family member or had a hug in this whole period of time. I'm talking over 670 days in prison before your trial, before you're convicted, before anything. We see the courts and the judges, the whole spin, the unselect committee, their lies. And we've done everything we can to really show the truth of the day. I was there. We had a film crew there. I have employees that are looking at jail. You know, it's just the way that this administration has tried to demonize not only Trump, but us. And one thing I'd like to touch on, man, you said it right. Everybody's on a different team. But what do all those teams have in common? That's the thing that I think people, you know, you have to have the line, you have to have the ends, you have to have the receivers, you have to have a quarterback, you have to have a coach, you have to have direction. But you can talk about the differences between the teams, but they're all so much the same. And I think that's really what we're getting back to, especially when we start to address issues with the Uniparty, because through January 6th, we've seen both sides attack the good people, the innocent victims from January 6th that were basically attacked by the Capitol Metro Police. We know four people were murdered that day by the police. The only thing people hear is one. You know, they hear about Ashley, they're starting to hear about Roseanne, but there's Kevin and Benjamin. People need to find out what really happened and why they're trying to cover it up.
Well, that's why I'm so thankful to bring you into the locker room, because players, many of you, you've heard me talk about it before, but there's courageous leaders that were also there January 6th. And David, I would have loved to have met you in January 6th, but I was too busy praying and singing and peacefully assembling with so many great Americans that came from all over, and people came from all over the world. And you and I both have a mentor, a tremendous American hero, Juan O'Savin. And he's taken a liking to Ohio Brett and some of the projects that I'm involved in with the ChristianRevolution.net and training me up and coaching me up as we've been together, as he helped guide me to all 50 states in 12 months. But you two partnered up on the beautiful movie that, listen up, locker room, your first assignment is to go to StopHate.com, StopHate.com, and then you're going to watch Bloody Hill movie. Let's go ahead and run the trailer.
Uh-oh. Not it. Unselect committee doesn't use the facts that we have. They use the make-believe story that they have.
The definition of an insurrectionist is someone who seeks to overthrow the legitimate government of their country.
We've already had a bloody hill. We do not want a bloody war.
And the result is blood on the hands of those wicked people.
They heard police saying that they were hoping to get a chance to beat some of these Trump supporters. The history books. I will always be there, as this is what's happened, and it's a lie. They lied about the time by almost 2 hours to change and create this narrative.
But if they divide the very people, that's what it's all about. United we stand. Divided we die.
David, I'm going to do my job to see house parties neighborhood parties, neighbor to neighbor, to watch Bloody Hill, the movie. How can folks here in the locker room across America get access to the movie?
Two ways. You can go to StopHate.com. We have several documentaries that we've produced there and others as well about January 6th. Bloody Hill's on our front page, or you can go to BloodyHill.com directly and see the trailer or the movie from there. And please share it. That's the whole point of this. Juan was kind enough to offer his voice and insight. Trennis Evans is with CondemnedUSA.com. He is a leader in this fight. He's a J6er as well, a defendant. And, you know, everybody's fighting for their very lives. This is freedom we're fighting for. It's not about anything other than that. And we're fighting forward for other people. People don't understand. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. Just speak out against this administration and see what happens.
And I'm excited, David, that Ohio Brett, on behalf of everything that I bring to the table, will passionately cry out against the abominations in our midst. And I know that you and your team, I look forward to be invited, and I'll play a role however you want to help rally people peacefully to get together. And we taken back January 6th. That's our day. We hosted an event last year with the ChristianRevolution.net, and we had people from 22 states go out to their local, in their local neighborhood. They picked a street corner, and they peacefully, they had their Appeal to Heaven flags or their American flags or I Love America signs. So I'll look forward to partnering up with you on that. But I also want to share with the locker room, we have a book that you're going to have to get, and it should be on every gift for this season coming up where we worship the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many people like to give gifts. A great gift would be a book. American Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prison. Let's go ahead and run that short trailer. David, tell us a little bit about the book.
I think this book's going to shock people. You know, over 70% of the people that are in jail right now are veterans, and over 90% are Christians. And I want people to really let that sink in as to what the government's doing and what they're trying to say with this. But I think the thing that you'll find, these are decorated veterans. They're, you know, really great heroic types, and they're not the type to pop off and do something just stupid. But I think the main thrust is that most of the people that are in jail witnessed something horrific, and seems to really focus a lot around the West Tunnel with Roseanne Boylan, where she was murdered by the Metro Police. And these guys were trying to save her or stop the police from the onslaught. And this is what it's all about, being hidden from the people, the real stories about January 6th. And this book tells from their perspective in their own hand with their own artwork. These are some talented, gifted people that are suffering, and the expression that comes out from that is the witness and the testimony that people need to see. This is historic, and you know, you can buy it for yourself, you can give it as gifts. I suggest you do both and really try to spread this message. It's the story that's not getting out from the lawyers or the media or the, you know, judges or anyone. And it's about a year's worth of coverage for about 44, 45 of the guys in their letters. So, you know, I encourage people just to dig in, read. They're in a chronological order, so you see their frustration from when they were arrested and then the midpoint, you know, and then where they are now and how they feel. And you'll find that every night, you know, they still sing the national anthem at 9 o'clock Eastern. I suggest everyone join with that tag, Sing for Freedom, and put that out, and people can find it and share it. It's a protest now, and you've seen it at the Trump rallies. That was Trennis Evans from the movie that started with 107 at the first Trump rally to sing at exactly 9. They did it at two different rallies. And, you know, the more the public knows, the better, because we went through a whole nother election cycle with people that are complicit with, in my opinion, the knowledge of murders. Look, Kevin and Benjamin didn't die from heart disease. They died from hand grenade. There's a big difference. Those concussion grenades stopped their hearts, both of them. And Roseanne Boylan didn't die from a drug overdose. She was CS gassed and beaten to death by Metro Police Officer Lila Morris. We have the badge numbers, the names, the evidence, the video, the witnesses for all these things, but the public wasn't ever told that. So these officials on both sides still have yet to report these as murders to the authorities as soon as possible. 18 U.S. Code subsection 4 says you have to report it fast or you can go to jail for 3 years. It's been 2 years. They still haven't reported it. It's beyond disappointing. It's criminal.
Well, David, you know, there's that silent majority. One of the things I noticed going to all 50 states in 12 months was the mama bears were everywhere.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But there are a few good men. Yes. David Sumrall is a true stud leader worth following, folks. And there's lots of men like him that are out there courageously speaking out, crying out against the abominations in our midst, and truly showing love of neighbor. David is modeling that. So I want to encourage you to go to stophate.com. Go watch Bloody Hill. Go get that book. And how can we get the book? What's the website?
You can go to j6patriotnews.com or just go to lettersfromprison.us. Lettersfromprison.us. It's real simple.
I want everybody to get one of those books. Get a few of them and share them. Hey, make sure Mitch McConnell gets one. Make sure Kevin McCarthy gets one. Make sure that weasel Ohio governor DeWine gets one. Hey, get Jim Jordan one. Jim Jordan sounds so good out of Ohio. He talks a good game. He has lots of hearings. But how can those elected officials, and I'm talking about Republicans, mm-hmm. We know that it seems to me that the demons on the left are there, but there's also demons on the right, that uniparty. How can they possibly have a Thanksgiving meal when there are good people wrongfully imprisoned? How can they even have another meal? Because I don't think the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa, are they on the same gulag as
no.
the January 6ers?
No, and that's the thing. And we're going into the second Christmas, second Thanksgiving. People go to patriotmailproject.com and adopt a family for Christmas. Adopt some of these kids. These people are suffering, folks. It's been a long time. And we're the ones letting them rot in prison with our inaction.
Yes.
We really are. And we have to hold our politicians' feet to the fire on this one. It's like I said, beyond criminal. People are dying. We've had 6 suicides outside of the prison system from people that cannot handle the weight of the federal government like a knee on their neck. And they really need support from people. You go to the Mail Project. All these calls to action are at stophate.com/J6. There's 15, 16 different calls to action. Please pre-order the book at lettersfromprison.us and support our team, you know, at stophate.com/support, because we're putting the information out that the mainstream media is not giving anyone.
Well, here on Bridie on TV, as you know, the uncensored home of truth. And we're so proud of Bridie on Radio and Bridie on Espanol. And with my show, The Ohio Brett Show, we're tapping into that sports background. Many of us are used to getting off the bench. We know that the cheerleaders came to the players with the dirty uniforms. That means they played in the game. So I have to challenge you, locker room, getting involved. David Sumrall is so worthy of support. Take it to prayer first. I believe a verse a day will show you the way, and then get involved. That's why we do this show, to highlight some stud all-stars. David, you got the closing comment here. We got a little over a minute left. What is your message for America?
I just want people to support our J6ers. You know, here's the thing. We were all told a story in the beginning that there was a possibility they killed a policeman. We know that's a lie now. It was intentional. I could go into that for a long time, but Sicknick is our hero because he's helping expose the lies of the left, and what they said about him was all fabricated. So we have people in jail for this 2 years later, and that's kind of the narrative that we're trying to tell people. They are innocent until proven guilty. They've been denied due process. They're unprecedented times, you know, and the left says it's worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. And it is, because it's an inside job by our own government. And no, we can't let this happen again. Please update your knowledge of what happened. Just go study. Look at what we've done. Know for yourself. Study and show yourself well proven. and just keep watching for more from us. We're working with attorneys. I can see the 14,000 hours. I can tell you what it looked like when Roseanne died. I can't show you yet because they're blocking the information, but please listen, we can see this. We need help. We need all hands on deck supporting these people in their greatest time of need. It's up to us, brother. And like I said, man, thank you. God bless you for at least, you know, having me on today and let me spread this message, man. It's such
an
honor.
And one other message. We got some breaking news. Happy birthday to David Sumrall. Happy birthday, brother. I don't have the best voice or I'd sing. And we'll be right back after the break with Dwayne Fisher and Steve Johann.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Watch Uncensored Truth on Brighteon TV.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200-plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Hi, I'm Titus.
I'm Isaac.
We are the Smith Bros, and we love Uncensored Truth. This is why you need to be with Brighteon TV. They're so awesome. Go to Brighteon TV right now.
Right now.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country and Sports, where the players-only locker room meetings happen every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us here on Brighty on TV. Many of you know Brett Bull from Dublin, Ohio, nicknamed Ohio Brett with that Sports Bound. We recently completed that journey to all 50 states in 12 months, where I had that game plan that God gave me to encourage, recruit, and get funds out to the team. And we're so thankful to complete that journey in Hawaii. And Aloha Spirit is strong. I'm so excited to be coming back out in February with Dr. Judy Mikovits, as we'll be doing a multi-island tour sharing truth with the masses. But there are two teams, folks. There's Team Jesus and there's Team Lucifer. Let's take a look at the short video.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Well, America, many of us in the locker room grew up listening to Paul Harvey. Good day. And boy, did he share some truth there. Because there is pure evil is running rampant. And for those of you who have to dust off your Bible, I want to encourage you to go to Ezekiel 9 tonight. I'll give you a little bedtime reading where you can learn about what happens when you cry out against the abominations in our midst and what happens when you don't. Friends, you don't want that. And you want that mark of the beast. And one of the great journeys of completing all 50 states in 12 months, as I went out on that journey to encourage the team, recruit for the team, and get funds out to the team, I had a chance to meet some amazing men and women, and there are some true all-stars that are running the Flame newspaper, theflameusa.com. Anna and Nicole are doing such a great job, and they have some great teammates. And I'm so excited that if we have our technology working here, we're going to bring Dwayne Fisher into the locker room. Dwayne, hey, what's going on?
Ohio Brett, how are you again?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I know Seattle must, and the whole region of Seattle must be in great hands, Dwayne, because you're a real true stud worth following. That's all right. I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Hey, welcome back to the locker room. And in the spiritual battle, you never know what kind of curveballs you're going to get. We always pray at Luke 12:12 that the Holy Spirit will teach us in that very same hour the exact words we should say, and a hedge of protection around all technology, because the evil one doesn't want this conversation to happen. And I'm bringing into the locker room Dwayne Fisher. Dwayne Fisher, welcome to the locker room.
Say.com.
Hey, I'm doing great, and it was an honor to meet you and the amazing team with the Flame newspaper. Anna and Nicole are two amazing coaches, and they've assembled an all-star team. Dwayne, please let us know a little bit about your role with the Flame newspaper.
Articles to helping build out business development. It looks like we're going to do some a little bit of a new model with some advertising and that type of a thing. So I guess it's a universal player. And that's really the discussion, is that we know where the heart of this newspaper is. And that is, it's a newspaper of the people, for the people, by the people. And the reality is, we cover censored news. And it's really, it does take a lot of people to make it work. It takes a lot of hours. Anna and Nicole just bust their butts to get that paper out every month. And you know, sometimes we get calls. I'll be working on an article last minute here today just to throw in another one and fill a space that's important. It's really just go with the flow and get the information out to the people.
Awesome, Dwayne. Let's go ahead and let's pull up theflameusa.com, theflameusa.com, so they can see that the beautiful website. And Dwayne, it's such a team, and I'm excited to be an ambassador for the Flame newspaper as I travel, going back out again to all 50 states in 12 months to water those seeds planted for Christ. But what are some of the biggest challenges that you're facing getting this truth out, Dwayne?
Well, I mean, the reality is it's censorship, and that's the main issue, right? Is the reason that the Flame has to exist is that there's so much important news, from vaccine injuries to government corruption and overreach to just anything in between, the school board activity that needs to be done, Operation Underground Railroad and their rescuing of children, child sex trafficking victims, and this type of thing. All of that stuff, for some reason, is censored in social media. Some of us, you know, can connect the dots and see those reasons, but it's reality is we need to have a paper copy of everything that's happening, not just digital, that can be manipulated and changed. That's how we get the truth out.
Well, I love it. And that's what one of the things I'll be hosting on this past All 50 States is Where Are the Real Men events? Where are the real men? And I'll be facilitating those tough conversations with 20 or 40 or 60 or 80 real stud leaders all over America. And I know one of the things a real man does is they read the Flame newspaper. So I'll be able to encourage everybody. We'll have an arm wrestling contest. I said, my stud buddy out in Seattle, if you can't beat me, he'll crush your arm.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, it was an honor to meet you. And that was one of the blessings of actually spending time with local leaders and being a good listener, knowing the assignment that God gave me. But what a beautiful glimpse as we had a chance to share time over meals. And as you took me around to some of the high schools, as we, you know, planted those seeds that will come back and water. But in our closing segment, Dwayne, I love asking that question, you know, what is a real man in America today? And what would be your challenge for them?
I think my main challenge is to step up, because we know what is right. We know what we have to do really to save America. And it's so much more than just saving America. It's really a mission that's beyond that. But we just have to do what's right. We have to step up and do what's uncomfortable. We have to go do work that we didn't think we even had time to do. And just really fill our responsibility and take this country back for God.
What great words, Dwayne. And thank you for coming into the locker room. Our players were full attention before we go out to practice. And folks all across America, if you're a business owner, go to theflameusa.com, theflameusa.com, read their articles, buy subscriptions, and yes, contact them and advertise. Thank you, Dwayne Fisher, for coming on. And that's what we do here in the locker room.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. In the locker room, we have such a diverse path to stud players that we just want to get the truth out. Every team I was ever involved with, and I was captain of teams, and I was scout team and practice players of teams. Every single team has different roles. There's the superstars, and there's those that prepare the travel teams to go out and play. But make no mistake about it, that at some point in time in your family, you are going to be that all-star. And I'm so excited to introduce my next guest. Please welcome Steve Johann to the locker room.
Hey, how's it going there?
It's going great, Steve. Thanks for making some time. I'm really excited. We're going to go to your book second, Breaking the Deception Code. But I want to dig in a little bit with the Lion Zone. Steve, you are being introduced right now to a live national audience. I have a sports background, and we have fan bases that cheer for all kinds of teams. The Florida State Seminoles, the Wisconsin Badgers, the Texas, the Baylor Bears. We got fans everywhere. But talk to us a little bit about the Lion Zone.
Well, it was birthed out of my book, which is Breaking the Deception Code, A True Seeker's Guide to Discernment, which I hope we'll get into. But the Lion Zone is me putting together a ministry is to equip individuals to fight the fight of their life, because our enemies are spiritual and physical in nature, and we have to be equipped with a mindset that says, I can do it. As a matter of fact, I was just going through some stuff today before we got on the show about everything that comes in your mind controls everything else about you. So start with the heart, goes into the mind, out of the body. And unless you have a right mindset, as you know, you're in sports. Unless you have the right mindset, you're not going to get anywhere. So I'm dealing with your health, your wealth, your mental attitude, your physical relationships. I kind of go like this, your body, mind, and spirit. Worship God with all three of those and serve your fellow man in all three of those. So I'm laying a foundation. I'm in the planning stages, doing a lot of content creation. I'm going to have a channel. I'm going to have books. I'm going to have classes that people can attend. But it really was based on the fact that with me writing my book, Breaking the Deception Code, wow, the world is full of deception. And Brett, what we need
now, Steve, what's your website? As we guide people to read Breaking the Deception Code, how can people get your book?
Well, they can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any online bookstore, first of all, pick up a copy of Breaking the Deception Code, A True Seeker's Guide to Discernment. And that's where it is. My website is stevejohann.com, J-O-H-A-N-N. So just stevejohann.com. And thank you. You got it posted right up there. But let's talk about it for a moment. I put this book together with you. It's a 400-page manual. You've got a copy.
Hey, Steve, hold on. I got to stop you there. You better be good. You better be good telling us about this book, Breaking the Deception Code. It better be good because I got some big players here. And you know what we do to guys? We'll take you out to the field goal post and we'll duct tape you to the goal post if you don't get us a little excited. So you better bring it, baby. Tell us about Breaking the Deception Code.
Well, basically, it goes through. It's got 15 chapters, and it starts out with a heart of a discerner, because we all know that without the right heart, you're not going to have a right mind. So you start with a heart. What does it take to have a heart of a discerner? Then I go into mind of a discerner. What does it take to have a mind of a discerner? Then I go, truth is our weapon. So you start, I basically take people through, you know, when you go into sports, you don't start out as a team. You start out on the field learning your way up. You start as a grade school, you all the way through high school, college, made pro. I take people from the same idea in my book. I take them for a first grade level, take to a master's level by the end of the book. But you can't get to a master's level. You won't be able to turn to page 300 and understand a thing until you've started with page one. So I built it that way. I even use in the book a lot about sports, a lot about the idea of understanding the playbook of the enemy, so you know what it is. So as I was saying, truth is our weapon. That's chapter three. Chapter four, spiritual warfare. It's a contact sport, and that's exactly what you're into. I know that you've had a long history in sports, football specifically. I wrestled, so that's a one-to-one contact. Paul the Apostle says that we are in a battle. It's a one, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities. Brett, when we are wrestling, and I mean wrestling, that every day we are assailed by thoughts and mindsets, yeah, and propaganda and lies, and every time, every 24/7 we're bombarded. I talk about that in there, about mind bombings, how to understand what a mind bomb is and how to say no to it, how to be a resistance fighter. Then I go into conspiracies, and you know, we get told all the time, oh, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Well, let me ask you something. Did not they conspire to put Jesus on the cross? Come on. Yeah. Conspiracies are two or more people gathered together to plot a crime. If it wasn't for the term conspiracy, a lot of crimes could not be arrested, that could not be put before the judge and put into prison. So the idea of conspiracy is very real. Plots are very real. And if you don't understand that, you are going to be taken advantage of. COVID 2020, boy, did they ever do a conspiracy on us? Did they ever pull a plot? And then I talk about blueprint to world domination. And that is like, I've got the granddaddy of all blueprints by the Bilderberg Group. People are going, who's that? Well, just, it's kind of it's a pre-WEC, a pre-all these guys. And they tell you in 1950s, it was a document. I've got it in the book. And it tells you exactly what they think about you and I. And they look at us as animals. And they outline how they go against you and I, how they constructs, lies, change our history, dumb us down so that they can manipulate us so that we're good taxpayers and we're fodder for the next war. Because by the way, all wars, as Smedley Butler said, are banker wars made to make money, take over possessions, build distribution routes. It's not what we're told. We sign up and we give our lives for a lie. And you learn this in my book. Then I talked about protecting yourself against mine raids. What's a mine raid? Again, bombarded every day. How to protect yourself. Then I say, never trust the news. Brett, did you know that the term news is just means rumor? It means gossip. It's the latest information. It has no basis in facts whatsoever, nothing based in truth whatsoever. It is nothing but rumors. So when we watch those guys on the TV or even in the internet and they show you this image of this tank or this car and then they tell you what it is, you have no clue whether they're telling you the truth. Because quite frankly, Brett, unless you and I are at the corner and we witness an accident, everything is hearsay. And I think the Bible speaks loudly about not bearing false witness, not being a gossip. And so I
went into that. You could, hey, take a break there off the wrestling mat. You did a great job. We're not going to put you on the goalpost. You'd pin me in 2 seconds anyway. That's one of the reasons why it's a huge blessing having the Bridie on TV show. I'm so thankful that David Sumrall came on and that stud Dwayne Fisher and all the amazing truth that he's getting out with theflameusa.com. And Steve, your courageous leadership and dedication and being obedient to what God called on you to go ahead and get out in the book, Breaking the Deception Code. I want to encourage our national locker room to go and buy the book. And Steve, I'm thankful for the book you gave me, but I do got to admit, going off of these states, like everybody gave me a book. I'm traveling in a local library as I know you are right now. But here in our closing segment, as we close down, I only have an hour show. We got about a minute to go. Steve, what is your message for America today?
Turn to God. He doesn't want any other idols. He alone is to be God. And I believe 2020 and what we're going through right now is God literally tearing down all the idols of wood, hay, and clay and telling us, make no other graven images, have no other gods but me. And we need to repent of our sins as a nation and as individuals, turn back to God, and he will reveal the truth. He will bless us. But quite frankly, I think the vast majority of people haven't repented, and we need to turn to God heavily in repentance, broken and contrite hearts. That's what God seeks. That's what I'm about. I know that's what you're about. And I call everybody, all your listeners, fall before the Lord, plead his mercy, and repent of your sin.
Yes. Steve Johann, thank you so much for coming in the locker room with Ohio Brett on the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country and Sports. I appreciate you so much for your courageous stand. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, folks, as we close down another locker room session, thank you to David Sumrall and Dwayne Fisher. And yes, Steve Johann, as we had that locker room conversation, players only meeting, where I simply want to bring truth to you. And I always close with a verse a day will show you the way. Folks, we're heading out to practice. We'll see you next time on the Ohio Brett Show. God bless.